Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco. Are you
ready? There's a break for Tevez.
Oh,
first through, Luca gets around.
Oh, Felipe!
Oh,
and
man.
Sticks the dagger home.
Are you ready? Inside, the freshman up. Oh, and they go in front. Oh, what a game.
The Taco Man Audio Magazine is on the air. Live from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California, I am Johnny Taco. For the next hour, we're going to have some fun, folks. We'll talk sports, we'll talk politics, we'll talk humor, we'll have some fun. Yeah, poke people in the eyes, much like the old Three Stooges comedy. Bang, right in the eye, the two fingers. Anyway, the bottom line is, two fingers in the eye maybe tonight for some people, but we'll have some fun doing so. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or the very popular Johnny Taco, no commitment text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. Steph Curry will be here, of course. Unplugged, Mr. MVP himself, the most valuable player in all of basketball, in the minds of so many people, of course. The Golden State Warriors stud. We'll talk about the 2019 season and where it's going. Hey, Steph's in the house, baby, as is Seth Meyers, the king of late-night TV. Seth will be here, of course. Seth will do his thing in the next segment. Of course, Seth is the king of late-night TV, bar none. And the greatest sports orator of all time. That's right. Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, will be here, a vintage performance he put together for the Tonight Show back in 1963. So Ali on the Tonight Show, it's not Jimmy Fallon, it's Steve Allen. And at the end of the day, Muhammad Ali was Cassius Clay back then. He hadn't changed his name to Muhammad Ali yet. So you've got an action-packed show. Sit back, have a good time. You're tuned to the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine, live on Sports Byline.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Today, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford testified to the Senate about the allegations of sexual assault against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. Coming into this hearing today, President Trump's aides desperately tried to restrain him and prevent him from attacking Dr. Ford, but Trump very quickly dispensed with that advice and went on the offensive. In fact, Trump was apparently so frustrated by the growing crisis around his nominee that he decided to take matters into his own hands.
President Trump is not only still standing by Judge Brett Kavanaugh, but tonight he's taking the reins of defending the embattled Supreme Court nominee. He's grown increasingly dissatisfied with how Kavanaugh has defended himself, CNN has learned.
The president believes on the eve of this hearing in the Senate that he and he alone can put the best spin on this, that he can defend his nominee.
Oh, good. Trump is taking charge now. That's like if your computer froze and your grandpa was like, let me see that thing. You probably just need more water in the keyboard. That's why Trump held his insane press conference yesterday. He actually thought he was helping when, for example, he went off on an insane and totally unrelated tangent about how the Chinese think he's smart.
If you look at Mr. Pillsbury, the leading authority on China, he was on a good show, I won't mention the name of the show, recently, and he was saying that China has total respect for Donald Trump and for Donald Trump's very, very large brain.
I'm sorry? Why is he doing a bad Italian accent? Is he quoting an expert on China or Super Mario? It's me, a Mario! And Donald Trump has a large brain. Also, I think he's quoting someone he saw on cable news named Mr. Pillsbury, but I also feel like there's a decent chance he just saw a commercial with the Pillsbury Doughboy, and then he hallucinated that it was talking to him.
You have a very, very large brain.
Thank you, Mr. Pillsbury, for your kind words and your delicious biscuits.
In fact, Trump's frantic, paranoid attempt to defend his embattled Supreme Court nominee from sexual assault allegations led him to a truly crazy place. Somehow, he found a way to drag George Washington into his mess.
Look, if we brought George Washington here and we said we have George Washington, the Democrats would vote against him, just so you understand.
I mean, does he still own slaves? Then... yeah, Democrats would vote against him, and Republicans would probably say, hey, man, everybody owned a few slaves in college. You want to ruin his life over it? But Trump actually kept going because then he seemed to imply that George Washington had something nefarious in his background that we don't know about.
And he may have had a bad past. Who knows, you know? He may have had some, I think, accusations made. Didn't he have a couple of things in his past?
Wait. Did Trump just imply that George Washington was as shady as he is?
I hear he chopped down a cherry tree, and then he used that tray, to pay off a porn star.
Only Trump would try to defend himself by slandering another president.
So what if I cheated on my wife? Abraham Lincoln left his wife right in the middle of a play. What? What happened? Oh, okay, I didn't read the whole book.
So Trump and Republicans had already made clear that their intent was to protect Kavanaugh and dismiss Dr. Ford. And in the hearing today, Republicans picked up right where Trump left off. Before Dr. Ford even uttered a single word, Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley delivered an exhausting monologue defending Kavanaugh and slamming Democrats. And then, after ranting for almost 15 minutes, Senator Grassley finally turned the mic over to the senior Democrat on the committee, Dianne Feinstein, only to interrupt her 1 minute later.
Before you get to your testimony, and the chairman chose not to do this, I think it's important to make sure you're properly introduced.
I was going to introduce her, but if you want to introduce her, I'll be glad to have you do that. But I want you to know I didn't forget to do it because I would do that just as she was about to speak.
You said I didn't do it, but I'm going to do it. And then you did it, and now I can't do it because it's done.
Dude, shut up. Your time is up. You don't get to pop up out of your coffin whenever you want, like the Crypt Keeper.
You did it! I was gonna do it! You did it!
And yet, the Republicans' constant sniping and their obvious attempts to obstruct the process and brush Ford aside did not deter her in any way. Her testimony today was a towering act of courage given the trauma she survived. Her grace and composure under unimaginable pressure, which she owed, no one was stunning. In fact, at one point, Dr. Ford, a research psychologist, literally explained to the panel how memory works.
How are you so sure that it was he?
The same way that I'm sure that I'm talking to you right now. It's just basic memory functions. Also just the level of norepinephrine and epinephrine in the brain that sort of, as you know, encodes that neurotransmitter, encodes memories into the hippocampus.
She's in the middle of testifying in the intense glare of the national spotlight about an alleged sexual assault committed by a Supreme Court nominee, and she just taught everyone how the brain works. She gave a detailed anatomy of the hippocampus and the memory centers in the brain to a room full of guys who look like they eat brains. But seriously, just think about how impressive that is. She's a research psychologist explaining how the mind works in the middle of a horrific experience that no one should ever have to endure. Meanwhile, the most coherent thing Trump has ever said about the mind is that he has a
very, very large brain.
In fact, throughout the hearing, Republicans really had to scrape the bottom of the barrel to try to discredit Dr. Ford. At one point, the prosecutor Republicans picked went down a confusing line of questioning about Dr. Ford's fear of flying. Republicans have also spent weeks falsely implying that Dr. Ford was missing key facts in her story, but throughout this hearing, it became clear that they were the ones who had basic facts wrong, like when they asked her about her travel to Australia.
In fact, you fly fairly frequently for your hobbies, and you've had to fly for your work. Is that true?
Correct, unfortunately.
You were a consulting biostatistician in Sydney, Australia. Is that right?
I've never been to Australia, but the company that I worked for is based in Australia.
You said you flew to Australia to eat dinner? No, I said I went to an Outback Steakhouse. And if you thought the Republican attacks couldn't get any dumber and more desperate, you were wrong because you forgot that there's a second Donald Trump. And he chimed in on Twitter after the airplane question to say this: I'm no psychology professor, but it does seem weird to me that someone could have a selective fear of flying. Oh, you're not a psychology professor? Is that why you look like a princess kissed a double-parked BMW and it came to life? Well, Dr. Ford literally is a psychology professor. You melted down Beavis. Dr. Ford's testimony was so searing and so powerful and so impressive that Republicans were clearly caught off guard. In fact, even Fox News, the network that spends all day parroting Republican talking points, said Dr. Ford's testimony was bad for the GOP.
The court of public opinion, if our colleagues is an adequate sample of it, is that she is extremely credible. The president cannot be happy with this.
This was extremely emotional, extremely raw, and extremely credible. This is a disaster for the Republicans.
Wow, you know it's bad when Fox News calls it a disaster. Fox News will say anything to make Republicans feel better. If the Hindenburg had been built by Republicans, the Fox News headline would have been this. And when it was Kavanaugh's turn, he struck a much different tone from his Fox News interview earlier this week. He was angry, defiant, and stole a page out of Trump's playbook by claiming with zero evidence that the allegations were part of a left-wing conspiracy to destroy him.
Since my nomination in July, there's been a frenzy on the left to come up with something, anything, to block my confirmation. And millions of dollars in money from outside left-wing opposition groups. This whole two-week effort has been a calculated and orchestrated political hit, fueled with apparent pent-up anger about President Trump and the 2016 election, fear that has been unfairly stoked about my judicial record, revenge on behalf of the Clintons.
Holy shit. I'm surprised he didn't start attacking George Washington. If he's so honest, then why does he wear a wig? You think this was a revenge plot by the Clintons? That's insane. Republicans always act like they're in a slasher film and the killer around every corner is Hillary Clinton. Republicans came into this hearing clearly trying to dismiss and discredit Dr. Ford, and instead they encountered someone whose immeasurable courage shone through their attempts to obstruct. What we've seen this week is a group of powerful men trying to protect each other from the consequences of their actions, and a woman who not only told her story with unimaginable bravery, but also showed everyone that she has a very large...
a brain.
This has been a closer look.
Next up on Sports Byline in the Taco Mat Audio Magazine, Steph Curry, unplugged on the 2019 NBA season. Next up on Sports Byline.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Attention sports bettors.
Listen very closely. Have you ever thought how great it would be to win from your bookie every week? Well, I'm here to tell you how. We are a group of Las Vegas bettors that have revolutionized how to bet and win. Our proprietary software, Titan, was the same trading platform that blew up CG Tech Sportsbook here in Las Vegas with our legal entity betting fund. We are the only fund in the world that uses software with a no-juice fair price line algorithm that analyzes positive edge bets from all sportsbooks worldwide. Our fund entity has beaten Las Vegas bookies for 5 straight years. Contact us at 2getpicks.com or on Twitter at 2getpicks, that's T-O-G-E-T-P-I-C-K-S, 2getpicks.com. Do it now.
Do it now.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
All right, questions for Steph. Raise your hand, and we will bring you a microphone.
Look really official over there.
Yeah. It's unofficial?
No, it said you look really official over there.
Look really efficient? Today, has this been one of your most efficient
meetings? Davidson versus Wichita this year.
They are, yeah.
What you going to do?
Well, I don't think that's even a question.
All right, bet.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, for sure.
We don't bet. Maybe we'll bet a suit.
I'll bet you the collar on your dress shirt.
Yeah, there you go. All right, fire away. Monty, first row here.
Steph, considering all of the stuff you guys went through last year on and off the court, how much of that you think can help you guys grow and develop? Everybody talks about how tough it was last year to get through it all. And do you think, when you look back on it, that those are things that can make you guys stronger and better going into this year?
I feel like, like we say, every year is different. There are different challenges, different obstacles, whatever the case is, and especially to win a championship, you're going to go through some ups and downs, whether it's injuries, lack of energy from time to time, lack of focus, rough parts in the schedule, whatever it is. That's going to happen this year somewhere, you know, at some point, but we have to figure out a way to, you know, rally the troops and keep our eye on being, you know, the best that we can be throughout the year, looking to, you know, peak at the right time, and really have that smooth transition with the new additions that we have. So, I mean, there are a lot of things for us to focus on this year in terms of, like, many goals that will lead to us winning another championship, as well as dealing with the hurdles that will come with just the length of the season.
Right-hand side, front row, Mark.
Hey, Steph. Mark Medina, Barry News Group. With, you know, the ankle and knee stuff you had last year, what did this offseason do for you, both in terms of rejuvenating, and did you have to get any procedures or anything of that sort?
No. It's just more so get with my trainer about the right approach to the summer in terms of how much I was on my feet, strength conditioning work and all that I usually do, trying to ramp that up a little bit more, but with a perspective around not burning myself out over the summer in terms of I had an ankle situation last year that needed time to recover, and I wanted to really try to pace myself over the summer, but it's probably one of the best summers I've had in terms of my prep work going into a year, so I'm excited about what that'll mean on the court.
Front row, left-hand side, Marcus.
Steph, with Durant signing a 1+1, we are all going to be asking about it all year. What's the key for you guys to not let that be a distraction or issue in the locker room, knowing that you'll have 3 free agents potentially next year?
That it doesn't matter right now. We have 5 preseason games, 82 regular season games, and hopefully 16 wins in the playoffs, and then you can ask all the questions you want. So I think KD is going to have that perspective. DeMarcus had that perspective. Even Draymond and Clay with their contract situations. You can nitpick everything, and that's what's going to happen. It's part of what we do for a living. But the best teams and the best individuals are able to shut that out when it comes to playing basketball and enjoying the opportunity that we have as a team to do that. So, I feel like we have the right guys with the right mindset to be able to turn that off when they need to.
Front row, right-hand side here, Janie.
Hi, Steph. The Warriors announced Bruce Frazier as one of the promotion
promotions today in terms of to assistant coach. How happy are you for him? And he's meant so much to your skill work and shooting drills.
Well, first, I didn't know the official announcement. Like, he's a catalyst to what who we are as a team and our identity. He does way more than just quote unquote coach. He's a people guy and understanding the ins and outs of what makes a cohesive unit with all the different personalities you have and whatnot. And he has such a great awareness and feel and touch to his communication, his timeliness and whatnot that go way beyond just X's and O's or what you see me do on this basket after practice and stuff like that. So you need a guy like you that has great feel. He's really genuine and authentic with everything that he does. And for me to have that daily interaction with him, that kind of keeps my perspective, you know, straight as well, no matter what happens throughout the season. So, you know, it's obviously great to have him, but for that to be recognized in terms of his position is huge.
Front row, left-hand side, Anthony.
Yeah, have you envisioned like running 1-5 type pick and roll stuff with Cousins, and then as the point guard potential, you know, on that unit that will have 5 All Stars, you know, have you envisioned the good of that, but also maybe the challenges of trying to make sure everyone gets their touches?
Yeah, there's a lot to think about in terms of opportunity. What I probably should do is like spend like 50 hours logging on 2K. And just simulate it all, see what happens, see what works and doesn't work, see what I can use on the court. But got 3 kids, so that ain't happening. But we'll see how it happens when he comes back. We're obviously gonna have a lot of minutes logged in terms of Damian playing center and JB kind of filling in the forward and center spots and rotating those guys through. And then when DeMarcus comes back, we'll obviously have a game plan of how we want to attack those situations, how the rotation will happen and whatnot. And our IQ in terms of being in the right spot and being purposeful about what we do, I think will take over as the season goes on.
Right-hand side, third row back.
Steph, I'm Annika. I'm from Swedish radio. There's so many stars in this league, but there's only one Swede, and now he's on this team. And the Golden State Warriors are already incredibly popular in Sweden. What do you think about Jonas Jerebko now that he's joining your team, and what do you think his role will be on the team?
I mean, he's going to be huge for us, just filling holes and pieces. I think he's a really versatile player. He's tough. He can shoot. He can play defense. All things that we need from that wing position. So the one thing I've noticed just about him, he seems like a very confident guy in terms of when he gets that opportunity, he'll take it and run with it. And I think he's very motivated after – you know, the last couple of years just kind of playing spot minutes or whatnot, having an official role in a team that has a chance to win a championship. I think that hopefully unlock something from him that we will love to see.
Middle section, second row back, Mark.
Steph, does it seem like you guys have managed what to do now that you have experience in it, your off-season time better? Because you guys don't seem as fatigued. Everybody seems a little bit more spry than perhaps the last 2 years. And also, does it also help that, and also your thoughts on it, LeBron being in L.A., that a lot of attention has gone south?
Nah, that second part doesn't matter in terms of we know we're going to be our biggest, I call it enemy, I guess, in terms of how we approach the season. Like last year, between September and December, it kind of sucked, to be honest, in terms of like the vibe. Like we were all trying to figure it out, play, you know, at a higher level than we were, but it never really clicked the way we wanted to. I don't think anybody wants to go through that feeling again, because it was tough in terms of just we knew what we were supposed to be doing. I think everybody's intentions were right, but just the way that the summer and preseason last year went, it just didn't click until later. This year, we want to really enjoy what we do, and starts with tomorrow in practice, setting the right tone, having the right, you know, like you say, excitement and energy and juice. I understand, and it's a marathon. There's a lot of time between now and April and May and June, but if we go about it the right way to start the season, it can feed on itself in terms of the expectation we have night in, night out, unlocking some of the young guys in terms of them being in the rotation, things like that, and then doing what we do.
Middle section, third row back.
Steph, Jason Dumas, Cron Force Sports. Obviously, you're a very accomplished player throughout your career. Well, you've been through a lot. You know, you've been through injuries. You've won championships. You've won MVPs. You've lost championships. So I'm sure your perspective to the game has just changed over that period of time. What's your mindset at now, and how has your approach changed, and where's your perspective heading into this season, given all you've been through in your career?
It's really cliche, but just staying in the moment and understanding what's at stake this coming year. There's a lot to gain. There's a lot more to accomplish. I'm obviously very appreciative and happy and proud of, you know, the images you see on the practice facility around here and the memories that we've had, but we're right in the thick of another run, and you don't really have time to kind of sit back and rest and relax and say, look what we've done. I don't think any of us got to this point by doing that, and that shouldn't change now. So these pictures in here are just motivation to go after more, because it does feel that good to be, you know, the champs and to have with all that comes with it, and do it with guys that you like, you know, playing basketball with and like playing for from a coaching staff perspective too. So nothing lasts forever in this league, but we've always said we want to keep this going as long as we can, and we're right in the thick of it.
Next up, on the other side of the break, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, we'll check in with the greatest orator of all time. When it came to the world of sports, nobody talked like Muhammad Ali. Next up on Sports Byline.
Coming up on 3.5 remaining is Golden State. Curry way outside, another three. Steph Curry has set a finals record. His 9th three-pointer of the game.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
This online bank was foreclosing on us. They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan, only I didn't. What a nightmare.
She's the victim of a devastating crime called mortgage fraud. Your home's title and mortgage are kept online, where thieves, foreign and domestic, hack them. It's simple. They forge your title and borrow every penny of equity you have in your home, like this police officer.
I know about title fraud, so I registered with Home Title Lock and discovered some thief had already taken over title. Thank God I found out in time.
No bank, identity theft program, or insurance protects you. Home Title Lock will. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. The instant it detects tampering, they're on it, helping to shut it down. Find out if you're already a victim of title fraud. Get your $100 search free with sign up. Visit HometitleLock.com. HometitleLock.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I didn't realize you were so tall. I'm looking for a good sparring partner.
Oh, yeah?
I've been all over the country. I can't pay a chump to get in the ring with me.
Well,
Sonny Liston is somewhere training, and I'm out trying to find help and can't do it. I'm so bad.
Well, if there are any likely contender people who offer their services here, maybe we'll dig them out. I can make the height, but not the weight.
No, you couldn't find nobody here. No. If they dreamed they did, they would apologize.
Yeah. What's your weight?
208. Good knockout weight.
208. Good knockout weight. That's a run,
right,
isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. One of the things is, I'm sure as many fans are well aware, that Cassius is famed for is he's a versifier. He's a poet, and he'll
prophet.
Prophet.
I'm so good. I'm telling you. 15 times I have told the clowns the exact round they were going down. I just left London, England. I fought a bum named Henry Cooper, the heavyweight champion of the British Empire. I said, Henry, this is no jive. The fight will end in five. And it did.
It did. What do you have in the way of a little Burma shave quatrain for your forthcoming opponent?
Oh, you mean the big ugly bear. That fella's too ugly to be the world's heavyweight champ. I'm not lying. He's too ugly. The world heavyweight champion should be pretty like me. I'm as pretty as you, and you're not a fighter.
Oh, you got me beat. There's no problem there.
The round is round eight. If that's what you're talking about, I have predicted round eight to prove that I'm great.
All right.
If he makes me sore, I'll get him like more.
Oh, that's pretty wild. Okay, now we're going to turn the floor open here for questions, Cassius.
Oh, I didn't know you asked questions.
Yeah, is that okay? It's all right for them to put questions to you?
Uh-huh.
I know you can handle them. Young man there with the red sweater.
How about reciting one of your poems, Cassius?
If you like to lose your money, be a fool and bet on Sonny.
I'd like to know if you agree with the fact that a professional wrestler could beat a professional boxer in a fight.
In a free-for-all, you mean?
In a free-for-all fight.
Well, if the fighter gets the first lick, he'll win. Well, it's according to who the fighter is, you know. Everybody lose, except me, but I don't believe it. I don't believe that no wrestler could beat me. Not even I challenged Gorgeous George once to match, and he ran out.
You mean you think you could beat a professional wrestler?
Yeah, eat him up.
You know you'll eat him up, though.
As Cassie says, it depends on who the fighter is and who the wrestler is.
That's right. Now, if it's me, well, you can bet on me, but I don't know the wrestler.
I think a wrestler could almost always beat a boxer.
The average boxer.
Because what's he got to worry about? But against a very strong puncher, a wrestler might have trouble. Yes?
Who do you think the world's best fighter was, besides yourself?
Well, I don't know the world's greatest to me. I mean, my idol was Sugar Ray Robinson. I would pick him if you asked me the world's greatest fighter.
Pound for pound, I'd go along with that. Someone right here.
Some ladies.
Has a definite time and place been set for the fight?
I just
where
saw
it won't be canceled?
I just saw, I don't know as much as you do. I just saw something in today's paper. February the 26th in Miami. It was in Las Vegas, but they changed it to Miami. I don't care where they have the fight. I'll fight him in a phone booth.
You know, I read an amusing line the other day. I don't remember the name of the fighter. I think he was a middleweight, and he had gotten into trouble in certain states. He could not fight in certain states because, as the phrase has it, associating with undesirables. And the fighter was bemoaning his fate and claiming that some of the boxing commissions in certain states were hypocritical. And he explained his case this way. In this one sentence, he says, look, he says, that's all there is undesirables.
Well, you're talking about speaking of people who are barred out of certain states. That's one reason I have to get this tramp out of the way. Sonny Liston, he can't fight in California. They won't allow him in New York City. He went on the Ed Sullivan show once, and he had to get out of town before midnight.
Okay.
Some rule or something.
Sometimes
it was on a Sunday.
Sometimes Ed has to do
only
that
on
too,
Sundays
you know.
He can go into New York.
All right. Young lady there.
Do you write your own poetry, and do you think in rhyme?
Yes, I do. I write my own poetry, and I think in rhyme. And as a matter of fact, while I'm talking to you, I'm writing the greatest short poem of all time. This poem tells Hatfield to be as great as me. This is it, the greatest short poem of all time. Me, wee!
As usual, you're really refreshing. I'm serious about that. Good man there.
Is a fighter born or created?
Well, I would say a great, great, great fighter would have to be born. I mean, me myself, I've never received top-notch training. I've never been to training camp. And I can't find nothing around to last over 8 rounds with me. So, I mean, I was really born a boxer, fighter.
Mm-hmm. I think that's true of the leading people in any field. All right, this lady right there. Question.
How can you always be so sure you're going to win when you say you do, in the round that you say you do?
Well, then if I told you how I knew, then you would be the greatest too. As far as fighting is concerned, but it's mostly scientific. I study my opponents and weigh them, check the past history, and check this height. For an example, I fought a fellow named Charlie Powell in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a year ago. A few of you may have read about it. I predicted round 6, mm-hmm. but after I met him in person, I realized that I could cut it in half and do it in 3. So the day of the fight, I cut the prediction from 6 to 3, and that night before a sellout crowd of 22,000, he fell in 3.
Mm.
So I fought a fellow named Doug Jones about it. A lot of you sports fans heard about that. People say I missed my prediction because the fight went 10 rounds, but they're wrong. First I said Jones in 6. Then I said Jones in 4. 6 and 4 is what?
10. Right you are. Young lady there in the white coat.
You look so young. I was wondering how long you've been fighting.
Well, I've been fighting 12 years.
Gee.
I've had 190 some. Let me see. I had about 200 60 amateur fights. Two-time national Golden Glove champion, two-time national AAU champion, international Diamond Belt champion, Pan American Game champion, and 1960 World Olympic gold medal winner in Rome.
It's a heck of a record.
Mm-hmm. All of those fights. See, all of those fights, and I'm still smooth.
I was just going to mention that. We've all, especially in show business, you get to know, meet, spend time with various professional fighters. And most of the guys who have been through the mill, they look it. But if I had never heard of you, I would not know that you were a fighter. There's no cauliflower ears. I don't see a scar on the face.
I know.
So, that proves you haven't gotten hit as often as they would have liked to hit you. Yes.
Cassius, when you beat Sonny, are you going to give him a rematch?
Well, if Sonny Liston, after I beat Sonny Liston, you couldn't melt him and pour him on me again.
That's poetry, too. Yes.
When was it that you first realized this great power of expression you had?
Well, let me see. My mother said I was about 3 years old when I started talking. Predicted that I would win the Olympic gold medal, and from then on, I've been predicting.
Just had a good stream.
When I miss, I'm leaving the country.
Yes.
How many hours a day do you train before a fight, on the average?
1 hour in the morning, then about 3 hours a day.
Young man there in uniform, you stand up, young fella?
How long do you think it would take to knock Steve out?
Now, just a moment.
You mean, let me...
Yes, One thing I think about you, Cassius, you got a great sense of humor. I mean that. That was fast thinking. I thought to get a laugh he's going to have to knock me out, really. That's really fast thinking. Yes, ma'am.
After seeing what happened to Patterson, what do you plan to retire after Liston beats you?
Oh, no.
Patterson's body is suing his legs for non-support. I don't want to say too much, don't tell him. Patterson is a good buddy, man. I never talk about him.
Cassius, do you think you're boastful?
No, I'm very modest.
Wasn't that a funny question?
So these are pretty wild people here. I got to warn you about that. Yes, young man.
Do you think Uncle Sam has something against you?
No, why do you say that?
Well, he called you up to get your physical.
Well, everybody go to that. To the
right at this time, no.
Well, I don't know. The law is the law. I mean, you can't. They don't care. They took Elvis Presley, didn't they?
You know, regardless of how long Cassius' boxing career lasts, I think he ought to have his own television show.
That reminds me, I have been offered my own television show, and it will be called The Great, Great Show. Not only will I star on the show, but every week I will be my own guest star.
Young man.
Cassius, do you try to scare your opponent to death?
I mean, if they get scared, it's not my fault. I mean, they do. For an example, Sonny Liston, he's scared to death. I went to his house about 2 o'clock one morning a couple of weeks ago and drove my bus up in his yard, knocked on his door, pulled him out of bed, and almost beat him in his front yard. And the policeman had to come with dogs to break it up. And that's enough to scare anybody.
Is this a true story?
It was true. It was in all the papers and everything. Oh. I went to his house, woke him up. I'm tired of talking about it. I'm ready to go.
Ready to go.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm beginning this thing to get off.
Yeah. All right. Question there.
When is your next fight going to be?
She was out of the room a little while ago.
Well, I really don't know. Sonny Liston, I hope, but I might have to. I might have one tonight.
Don't anybody get smart. Yes.
I'd like to ask you, who's your greatest admirer besides yourself?
Besides myself, who would be my greatest admirer? I can't. Nobody.
Well, you have quite a few of them. I know that. Time for just one or two more questions at the moment. Yes.
How do you answer the critics of boxing who say it should be abolished?
I don't know. The few tragedies that we have had, they say that it should be abolished. But I don't. I worry more about airplanes than I do boxing. I mean, I never worry about the fight. I worry about the flight. Every time you look up, you know, 100 and so many people are gone, and that's really bad. And one boxer gets killed, and it's all in the newspapers. It's a big thing. You know, they make it look worse than it really is. So they'll never do it because we will always have the art of self-defense. There will always be fights and impossible.
Would you agree, Cassius, that in certain parts of the country, or for that matter, all parts of the country, the local authorities should be stricter, though, in checking whether certain men are in shape to go in the ring?
There's a case
of a death recently where a man died in the ring or shortly after a fight. And they found out that I think he was supposed to have weighed a minimum of 180 or something of that sort to be in the ring. And when they weighed the poor fellow's body, they found he weighed 158. He should never have been in the ring.
That was the official's fault. They should have got them for that. But you're right. Most people should be really checked before they go in the ring. And they really shouldn't go in the ring with certain people like Liston. They shouldn't let him in the ring. Now, seriously, this is going to be the biggest upset in the center of all boxing. He's an old man. He's 40 years old. That man don't belong in no ring with no 21-year-old man like me.
Is Sonny 40?
He's going on 40. He's shaving.
And this will be the last question.
Cassius, you and Steve are about to be knocked out by a commercial.
Somebody got word to that young man out there. Cassius, we've had a lot of guests on the show. We've never had any that have gotten more laughs, and it's a great pleasure and honor to meet you. We wish you the best of luck
in the
fight.
Thank you, Steve.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You sure know your boxing?
Well, all I know is never bet on the white guy.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line in this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Wrapping up another edition of the Taco Mat Audio Magazine live on Sports Byline. Don't forget, we come to you each and every Saturday at 10 p.m. Pacific Time live on the West Coast. Till next time, I am the Taco Man. Stay solid.